It's the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge Kitchen and Bath Showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Checking in at...
Number 5.
While campaigning for his wife, Hillary, in Flint, Michigan, Bill Clinton went a little off script.
He certainly did. Woo!
Criticizing the current healthcare crisis or healthcare program, let's call it that.
But the people that are getting killed in this deal are small business people and individuals who make just a little too much to get any of these subsidies. Why? Because they're not organized, they don't have any bargaining power with insurance companies, and they're getting whacked. So you've got this crazy system where all of a sudden 25 million more people have health care, and then the people are out there busting it sometimes 60 hours a week, wind up with their premiums doubled and their coverage cut in half. It's the craziest thing in the world.
Which I think a lot of people feel that way. But you're not supposed to say that when your wife is running for president and she vows to pretty much continue the policies of Obamacare.
You can tell, by the way,
minor changes.
This is going to be the narrative for tonight. Because if they're out talking about this today, this is a talking point. They're going to use what happens in the debate tonight between the vice presidential candidates to then pivot on it tomorrow. That at least the Clinton campaign is looking to do that. So imagine that being a story. Because it's the one thing no one's been talking about in this campaign. They're talking about Rosie O'Donnell. And it's like, no. The issue here is that. That's the biggest issue facing America domestically.
Well, one of them for sure. And who doesn't know someone, if not yourself, who's dealing with rising healthcare costs and sometimes healthcare costs that you can't afford anymore, even if you are part of Obamacare. And then you see all of the insurance agencies leaving the exchanges and dropping people and others threatening to do so. There's a huge problem boiling.
Checking in at
number 4.
Gary Johnson. Oh, I love him. Libertarian candidate.
He did something again, didn't he? He said something today that was wasn't Aleppo.
No. Aleppo. Close. He's defending himself after he couldn't figure out which world leader he respected. In a last week in that town hall meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And now on MSNBC, ahead of the vice presidential debate, Johnson suggested that broad knowledge of world affairs does not make you really a good presidential candidate.
What's going on with you and foreign affairs? How do you explain those moments?
Well, Allison, what is it, 5 days now after the name your favorite foreign leader? I still can't do that.
Why not?
One of the surprises I had never...
Why not?
Favorite foreign leader. I can't name getting involved in politics, having never been involved in politics before. I held a lot of people in this country on pedestals. And then I get to meet them up front and personal. And I find out that they're all about getting reelected, that they're not about issues, that a lot of empty suits that I held up on pedestals. So I'm a real skeptic when it comes to elected leaders.
Got angry there.
He did. He got a little angry, which means he's off his meds. Come on. That's the worst excuse ever. He admitted it when it happened that he didn't know what he... I can't remember, man.
The Aleppo one you're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, so I point out an elected leader, a foreign leader that I admire, and then now all of a sudden I've got to defend them against things that I'm not even aware of. So in that context, Allison, look, if that's a disqualifier to run for president, so be it.
Yes, he also said it's good not to know stuff about other countries.
And then with regard to Aleppo, look, why can't we admit to, in this case, we're involved in Syria, we're involved in a civil war where hundreds of thousands of innocent people have died, and because we're involved in both sides of this crossfire, we have to take some responsibility for a lot of those people that have died.
Haven't seen him get that hot before.
No.
He's been more mellow, I think, in the past.
In his head, this was happening. This pretty lady is asking me a lot of really intense questions. I better let angry Fred out of my brain. Brain. Aleppo. Po.
cool. They're really cool at MSNBC. What is MSNBC? BC. That's before BC's old, 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 old. Hello?
Oh, God. Yell says his lack of geographical knowledge is a huge plus because you can't get into a war with a country you can't find.
That is the best defense ever. That makes Donald Trump.
Now you're voting for him.
Now he actually has the worst defense of the entire campaign season.
And that's hard to do.
That, I mean, and Donald Trump was like, Rosie O'Donnell made me do it, okay? Right? It was like, that was.
And
that.
Something else. Rosie O'Donnell is a big fat pig. That's what I love, that he just goes there. But this guy,
All right.
It's not great either.
Here is Violetta Podomatic with the WGN traffic trouble spots. She'll make more sense than any of this.
Weekday mornings, it is everything you need to know. Some things you just need to see. WGN-TV Morning News, Chicago's must-watch morning news.
Top 5 of 5 continues right here, checking in at...
Number 3.
Andrea Tanteros, the former Fox News host, made a rather big allegation this morning, claiming on Good Morning America that her former employer, Fox News Channel, had a history of buying off women over sexual harassment claims.
First of all, the 7-figure lawsuit would have had me renouncing my sexual harassment complaints, 1. 2, they wanted me to publicly admit... lie basically to the public and say that I violated my book contract, which I didn't do, so I wasn't going to lie. And 3, they wanted to guarantee my internal silence, which was never going to happen. What they don't have is accountability.
So
and that's
what is
why
accountability
I'm
to you?
Well, I think a culture change at Fox News is in order. It's a culture of misogyny and sexism, and if you get vocal about it, if you get loud, they will act punitively.
That's interesting. So they were offering over $1 million if she agreed to all of those stipulations, and she says she wouldn't do it.
Right, especially because she didn't want to drop the sexual harassment part of it, which if it's true and you have no reason to doubt it at this point, then good for her.
But wait, there's
Sticking
more.
Her guns.
What are you specifically alleging that Ailes did?
Well, Ailes sexually harassed me numerous times. I'll give you an example. I was walking to a taping once and just said simply hello to him. And he looked at me and he said, we need to get you a tighter dress. And I responded, I think, you know, pretty forcefully. But this was, Amy, after numerous times of him insulting me, making degrading comments about personal relationships, about my figure. That's what he did. And then the retaliation was even worse.
Wow. This comes on the heels of the Gretchen Carlson situation where she ultimately did settle. But she also got an apology in that case, a public apology from Fox in her case. So that was enough to satisfy her. But it'll be interesting to see where this one goes.
Checking in at
number 2.
Oh, it's double elimination tonight on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, no.
No. No.
Your boy Lochte is still in it.
Babyface is in danger of going home.
Uh-oh. We're questionable. It was not the best week. I let the nerves get the best of me today. Which I'm pretty amazed at, that it was able to take over me in the way that it did. That's not usually who I am. Okay. And so I just kind of know at this particular point, I won't ever let that happen again.
We don't care about Babyface. What about Ryan Lochte, though? He's in the bottom 3.
It is scary. It's a double elimination, but I know I did the best I can, and we improved so much from the other dances. But watching everyone, they did so amazing. So, I mean, it's going to be hard.
Hey!
Double elimination. We're all going home.
Right. Right. That's where they eliminate the twins, right? Like double mint, like the gum.
I find it so funny that he's found a mentor in Vanilla Ice. They've developed a relationship because of Dancing
with the Stars.
He's so
cool.
Giving him a lot of good advice.
He's totally a mentor for me, man.
Guy just gets it.
Totally a mentor.
He called him a hero.
Yeah.
You won a gold medal for the country, man.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah, right. He was cool with me, and I'm like cool with him. He's like, and you know what? He's that man, that dude has done so many cool things. And his music, man, so timeless.
Speaks to us, bro.
Yeah.
Totally does.
I like it. My mom likes it. So, it's cool, man.
Still in it. Lochte's still in it.
Yeah.
Is Rick Perry still in it?
No, he went home last week.
Dang.
Not terribly unexpected, though, I don't think.
Megatron's there still, right?
Yeah, Megatron is still there.
I think he had a good week.
Dude, I hope I make it. All right, checking in. Finally at
number one.
102-year-old woman was arrested, handcuffed, and placed into the back of a patrol car last week, but Edie Sims had not committed a crime. She was just crossing a longtime wish off her bucket list to set foot inside the back of a police car.
All right.
That's kind of interesting.
That was on her bucket list?
That was on her bucket list. She was a good girl who wanted to be bad for one day.
It's a great world if you just open your eyes and look at it. 25th of September. You can tell what my folks were doing on Christmas before. They're making babies.
Did you enjoy your ride this morning?
Oh, yes. Handcuffs and all.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
It was a courtesy trip from the St. Louis Police Department. And she's just as sweet as ever.
Okay.
Did you see the? Did you see
at 102? She wasn't getting handcuffs. I'll bet you she is. She's quite the catch at the, the old person's home.
She is beautiful. You should see the video of her is just amazing.
Okay, she's
cute
beautiful.
Little thing.
I've seen the Smucker's jars. I know. No. I always liked when they was. Oh, look at her! She's so beautiful. She looks like she literally looks like a prune.
No, she's 102 and she's all dressed up in her cute outfit.
She hot
in her cute outfit to go out in the police car.
I'll tell her about a state that works.
Tell her about Indiana. She'd like to hear about it.
Have you heard of Indiana, miss?
Did you enjoy your ride this morning?
Oh, yes. Handcuffs and all.
My kind of girl.
Mom!
Bless her.
Where are the handcuffs? Great-grandma's friend is here. Don't come downstairs.
Right. 50 Shades of Grey, grandma style.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Is right. Oh, no. This half hour has been brought to you by...
I know. Who?
The
terrible
Hustler
people.
Store.
Seriously.
All right. Terrible. Let us... Oh, boy.
The top five at five.